Thank you. Thank you very much also for the very inspiring words. You referred to the sustainable infrastructure issue. I was very happy to learn that this will be the strategic theme of the next session of DC, shaping environmental policy in the Pan-European region, also from the theme of the strategic foresight will also help us, I'm sure, also in this specific issue of what to do with the sustainable infrastructure. But I remember very well when we discussed whether or not to pursue this theme. And it was very difficult. I'm looking at Switzerland because I think it was Switzerland, Martin, that asked for this to be considered and to be a theme that we should pursue. And it was not easy to find an agreement to work on this theme. And then we did it, we decided, and we have been working on this. So again, UNEP was already working on it, and OECD also, and UNEC joined. And I agree that it brought this to another level in terms of political attention, of also technical attention. So the contribution we give, again, I say it's very valuable in terms of environment in the region, but not only in the region. So thank you both very much for the very inspiring introductory remarks. And I will now focus in the agenda that we have for the next coming days. It will be very interesting for sure to hear about the process that we will follow on the strategic foresight. We have a very specific process for this. We will have a project on this, and we will hear what we will be challenged to do on strategic foresight, which is very, very uncommon in terms of activities that we'll have to pursue for this. We'll have the follow-up of the Ninth Environment for Europe Ministerial Conference. And on this, I think also that it will be very interesting to have the discussion on the outline for a region-wide approach in sustainable infrastructure. But we have many other themes to discuss, many other items, the preview of the environmental performance of Tajikistan and Montenegro, to learn about developments in a number of cross-cutting activities, to consider developments related to sustainable development in the region, and so many things to do in the coming days. I would like to recall all that documents for the CEP meeting were made available in electronic format on the EC website. The provisional agenda for the meeting has been circulated to the committee members and observers on 4 July 2024 and posted, of course, on the meeting website. I would like now to invite the committee to adopt the agenda for our meeting, which you can find in document EC/CEP/2024/1. It has the provisional timetable for the current session, and you will find it in information paper number 1/rev.3. So I will consider the agenda to having been approved. Thank you very, very much. And I'm sure that we will hear many interventions from the floor. We will have very constructive discussions, exchanges on the items in our agenda. And at the end, again, we will see that we will conclude that we have had a very successful meeting. But for this meeting, there are some recommendations that I would like you to hear. And I will now like to invite Zsa Lontarz from the Secretariat to inform us about these very recent recommendations from the UNOC Division of Conference Management.